Good morning. This is a meeting of the Utah State Tax Commission. We're meeting at 9 o'clock a.m. on Thursday, June 8th, 2017, in the Commission Hearing Room number 1025 at 210 North, 1950 West, Salt Lake City, Utah. Participating this morning are myself, John Valentine, Commission Chair, Michael J. Cragen, Commissioner, and Rebecca L. Rockwell, Commissioner. Commissioner Robert P. Pirro is excused, as is the Executive Director, Barry Conover. In Barry Conover's place today is Scott Smith, Deputy Executive Director. The first item on the agenda is a public comment period for individuals or groups wishing to address the commissioners for up to 3 minutes on matters not related to a pending or reasonably imminent appeal to the commission. Is there anyone that wishes to address the commission? I see none. We'll go on to the next item. Next item on the agenda is considering our open and closed commission meeting minutes of Thursday, May 25th, 2017. Do I have a motion on those?
Yes, I'd move that we approve both sets of minutes from Thursday, May 25th, 2017.
Thank you. Debate on the motion? Seeing none, I'll place the motion. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Rule it passes unanimously. Both sets of minutes are approved. Next item on the agenda is publication revisions. Publication number 25, sales and use tax, general tax information. I recognize Commissioner Rockwell.
On this item, we just are required by statute to place the publications that are substantively revised on an agenda and allow public comment. Is there anyone who wishes to provide public comment on this issue?
We see none, and we'll move on to the next item on the agenda then. Next item on the agenda is considering amending administrative rules. This is an action item. This first rule is R-861-1A-16, and I recognize Commissioner Rockwell.
May I interrupt, please?
Yes, please.
Chairman, you only mentioned Pub 25 in your introduction. I wonder if the record needs to reflect that we were talking about both Pub 25 and Pub 62.
Thank you, Commissioner, for that clarification. The items that we were considering for public comment was both Publication 25 and Publication 62. So we have a clear record. Publication 25 is entitled Sales and Use Tax General Information. Public 62 is entitled Sales Tax Information for Telecommunication Service Providers. Again, I'll ask if anyone wants to make public comment on either one of those proposed publication revisions. Seeing none, we now have a clear record. Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you.
Now we'll go to the next item on the agenda, which is the one I just called, which is Rule R-861-1A-16, and I recognize Commissioner Rock.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to introduce two proposed rule amendments for the Commission to consider adopting. These rules were published in the Utah Bulletin on May 1st, 2017, and the public comment period ended on May 31st, 2017. We have received no public comment. The first is Rule R-861-1A-16, Utah State Tax Commission Management Plan pursuant to Utah Code Annotated Section 59-1-207. The proposed amendment provides that the Commission retains authority for litigation and requires the Executive Director to advise the Commission on matters under litigation and to inform the Commission of settlement offers that have been received on matters under litigation.
Thank you. Any comments from members of the Commission? Any final public comment? Seeing none. Recognize Commissioner Rockwell.
I move to adopt the amendment to Rule R-861-1A-16, Utah State Tax Commission Management Plan.
Thank you. Motion's in order. Debate on the motion. Seeing no debate, I'll place the motion. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Rule that passes unanimously. Rule R-861-1A-16 is adopted. Next item is Rule Number R-884-24P-24, and I'll again recognize Commissioner Rockwell.
Thank you. The title of this rule is Form for Notice of Property Valuation and Tax Changes pursuant to Utah Code Annotated Sections 59-2-918 through 59-2-924. The proposed amendment deletes formulas and definitions for new growth that have been superseded by 2016 General Session House Bill 25 and deletes language indicating how the calculation of ad valorem property tax revenues budgeted by a taxing entity shall be calculated, since statutory language mandating that calculation be set forth in rule was deleted in 2016 House Bill 25.
Thank you for that explanation. Questions from the Commission? Any public comment? Any final public comment on this item? Seeing none, I'll go to Commissioner Rockwell for a motion.
Thank you. I move to adopt the amendment to Rule R-884-24P-24, Form for Notice of Property Valuation and Tax Changes.
Thank you. Motion's in order. Debate on the motion? Seeing no debate, I'll place the motion. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Well, that passes unanimously. Rule R-884-24P-24 is adopted. Next item on the agenda, Executive Director's Report. And I recognize our Deputy Director, Mr. Scott Smith.
I don't have anything.
Okay, thank you. Commission reports. Anybody in the Commission wish to make a report?
I have one item that I'd like for us to discuss that falls under pending litigation, so I'd want to go into closed session to do that after everybody's made their public statements.
Okay. Since we don't have it on the agenda as an agenda item, we won't be able to take action on it.
We don't need to take any action.
Okay. Yeah, is there anything further before we take a motion to go to a closed session? Seeing none, I recognize Commissioner Cregan for that motion.
I'd move that we meet in closed session to discuss pending litigation. We'll stay in this room and adjourn from the closed session because we don't need to take any action.
Thank you very much. You've heard the motion. Debate on the motion. Seeing none, I'll place the motion. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Will it pass unanimously? We're now in a closed session.
Thanks.
And let me knock this off here.